Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Cowpoke been riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw.
Has double meanings when you think about it.
On fire and their hoof.
Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday to everyone.
Their horns were black and
boy,
fire,
we can, hot breath he could for many in the country, we could definitely say that today. We'll explain why in a few moments, though. But in the room, it's a sausage fest. We got Steve Silva, birthday boy.
Hi.
We have producer Zach.
Hi, how are you?
We also have intern Christopher.
Yeah, I am with the truckers. Woo!
And, of course, I am Sean Roberts. Together, we are Your Weekly Dose podcast. And, of course, as always, we are streaming to you live from Orange County, California, every Saturday morning.
Yes. Whoa, that was right off the bat. It's the drink. It's the drink that's doing it. Good morning, and thank you for joining us on this illustrious day as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian. If you miss them as much as we do, then you turned into the right podcast because we are the only ones who continue their radio tradition.
That's right. Of course, tradition. For those of you who have recently joined us, thank you so much. We have finally surpassed the 1,000 mark of followers on Facebook, and we thank every single one of you because just like with Mark and Brian, without you guys, you know, we wouldn't be doing this show, and we'd rather have a nice, small collect of hardcore followers than a million people listening who just go, oh, yeah, I heard of those guys, yeah. Yeah, some local podcast.
Mike and Brian, is that what it is?
Yeah, or Wayne and Lamar. Or Lamar and Wayne.
Maybe the John and Ken show or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
Those guys.
So,
Cooper, Fran, and Ollie.
God. Steve's really dating himself now.
And I have a good time every time I do.
Yeah. And now, on with the countdown.
Well, today, guys, it is Steve's birthday.
Another one?
Yep.
Holy mackerel.
And of course, if you joined us 2 years ago when he turned 68, it was fun. We learned about Steve. Last year, he turned the big 70.
Oh, that was glorious.
We got a stripper for him.
Yeah. Sicily. Sicily.
And today, he's just 71, damn it. So we're just kind of... Yeah. Just kind of go through the punches here, so to speak, and throw at him and see how much he can take.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just like
that.
Thank
you, sir. Can I have another?
Sure.
So that's pretty much what we're going to do today is kind of, you know, commemorate my buddy here for being born 71 years ago, so last century. But but to get things through quickly here, just don't forget, guys, you can interact with the show by commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, at yourweeklydose1. Find us also on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. Not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify. All we ask is that you do search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, rate and review the show. It's very, very important to do that. And of course, today's theme was Ghost Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra, because this came out the year you were born. Which was 1949, and it was the number one song of the year.
And something ironic, when I was a bartender at Wild Bill's, Wild Bill used to sing that song.
Oh, really?
Wow, it's even more appropriate now. Here you go.
There you go. So,
Woo.
An old cowpoke been riding out one dark and windy day.
Yeah.
On a ridge he rested as he went along his way.
So there you go. That's the reason why we're playing that theme. And of course, like with all of our other music that we have here on the show, you can always go to our sponsor, which is Amazon. All you need to do is basically go to our website and click on our Amazon banner, just like that. And then make sure that you also, what do they call it? I forgot it now. Bookmark it.
Bookmark
it. And that way you save it, and that way it always goes back to the same spot. And just shop to your heart's delight and get music, get anything you want. You know, I mean, Halloween's over. Thanksgiving's coming up. Get your decorations for Thanksgiving. Halloween. Get your decorations for Christmas. Get your presents for Christmas, you know. We still got the COVID thing going on, and, I mean, Amazon's still booming, so.
Unfortunately, the reports are all saying it's worse now than it's ever been, with over 100,000 people every day getting it.
Yeah, it is. So, and we got to curb it, and we can't stress enough how important it is to wear a mask.
Exactly.
Overall, you know, but we got to take care of this, and we're the only ones who can do it overall.
So. And I was kind of heartened because just before I came up here, I was watching the TV and people all over, like, celebrating, obviously, the ones who support Biden. But it looked like they all had their masks on, even though it was big crowds in different places. And it looked like pretty much all of them had their masks on. And that's something we need to do no matter who you support. No matter what your political beliefs are,
yeah.
There's a great commercial about a mask, and it says it's a mask. It's not a political statement.
Right. Wear exactly. It. Please wear it. I mean, it is very, very important. Speaking on that note, we do have an announcement to make if you haven't heard the news already. For many of us, today is a victory. For many of us, today's a day of defeat. Please do not think of it that way. But Joe Biden is now the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election after securing Pennsylvania. He was at, because they finally announced it, he is now at 273 votes of the total votes, that is. And is now the president-elect. This is according to AP News, NBC News, ABC News, CNN, and every other affiliate, including Fox News. So basically, the Democratic nominee Joe Biden has defeated President Trump in the 2020 presidential election after winning Pennsylvania and securing 20 electoral votes, according to projections by the Associated Press and NBC. Biden did release this statement earlier today. Quote, America, I'm honored that you have chosen me to lead our great country. The work ahead of us will be hard, but I promise you this. I will be president for all Americans, whether you voted for me or not. I will keep the faith that you have placed in me and in Vice President-elect Harris. Now, Trump also released a statement saying that this simply fact is the election is far from over. He's having trouble with it. Understand why he is he doesn't like losing. He's a fighter. Like, I can respect that. Either way, Joe Biden will become the 46th president of the United States. Kamala Harris is also making history as the first female, the first Black American, and the first Asian American vice president elect.
Yes.
Wow. That is history right there. She is 56 years old, and she is the daughter of immigrants from India and Jamaica, and her parents met when they were both attending UC Berkeley.
Berkeley?
Yep. I was reading up on it because
that's cool.
I do my homework.
Mm-hmm.
As Steve takes a nice drink of something I made him special this morning.
Yeah, it's a bit tart.
Yes, it is, baby.
Ooh.
And so there you go, guys. You know, it doesn't matter right now. You know, this is the fact. We're moving forward. I know a lot of people felt defeated 4 years ago when Trump took over. A lot of people, they wanted the change. And I'll be honest with you real quick. I was hoping that Trump would do certain changes. And unfortunately, he just did not come through. He was not the person I was hoping that he would be as a president. We've all seen what he's done and what he hasn't done also. And Biden came in. The people have spoken, you know, tremendously.
A lot of people spoke. A record number of people coming out for the votes. Record number of votes received by both candidates.
Yes.
Biden and Trump are one and two in ever. How many votes were cast for them ever in the United States?
So and not only that, though, but I think I was watching CNN and MSNBC, and a lot of people were also saying, too, that the Republican Party should be very proud of what they've also accomplished because they did gain a couple more seats in the assembly. Like you just said, Steve, more people did come out and vote, and which is great, on both sides, which is great. And that is just astounding.
I was looking at the totals, over 145 million people voted.
Yeah, and that's just great.
Unheard of.
And I mean, and I don't know what percentage of that are registered voters and everything, because we always hear, only 20% voted or only 30% voted. Mm-hmm. If it was 50% or even close to that, I mean, that's just amazing. So I can only imagine what it would be like if 100% of registered voters actually came out.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be really neat. And talk about a true democracy.
Well, you know, I think in order to have that happen, they need to change some laws and they need to make a universal voting law for everywhere, all the states. In the national election, there should be rules that are consistent across the board as to who can vote and how they vote. And I think that would be a step forward for the elections in the United States, because it's amazing all the time in the past just how few people have actually voted.
Well, the thing is that a lot of that is they feel that their vote doesn't count. Mm-hmm. And this is proof that their voices are heard. The voices were heard 4 years ago, you know, where Trump overtook a lot of Democratic states, you know, basically, which is how he won the election, even though he didn't win the popular vote, because most of the populations are going to be on the East Coast and on the West Coast, not in the middle or the central. So that's basically what happened. And but this time, you know, Biden turned everything around. I mean, to flip Wisconsin, to flip Michigan, to flip Pennsylvania, to flip Georgia, of all states, to flip Arizona, and to gain Nevada. I mean, yes, you can stop the counting and go, well, he went with the 273, but if you actually look at it, he got 306, I think, total, if all those electoral votes move in. So it does go to prove that your voice is heard, basically. So that's just proof of that. So congratulations to Biden and Harris for winning the election, and we can all move on, good, bad, or indifferent.
Thank
no
God.
Matter how you feel, it was very stressful, you know. But we can all move on, no matter what, and hopefully, once again, be respectful to one another on these matters. You know, that would be a very wonderful and nice thing. So, should we catch up?
I like ketchup.
All right.
Good on Fridays.
Missing her already, are you? Good God. You sound like you belong like one of the Flintstone babies.
Bam, bam. Bam, bam. Bam, bam.
Yeah. Yes, of course you guys are realizing apparently Amber's not here. One of her puppies is not doing too good right now, so she's staying home. And
she's having a year just like the rest of us.
Nurse Amber.
Yeah, exactly. So her dog Ava is not doing too well, so we're
Ava.
Tomato, Eva. Tomato. It's a bitch. Whatever.
Potato with an E, potato.
Anyway,
up straight.
Either way, we do hope that that the dog
is getting
better and everything. So,
yeah.
Anyway, you want to go, Zach?
I don't really got a whole lot. It's just been a lot of hoping that soon school's going to be over, which I think I got like 4 weeks left. I'm over it. the last test that I took, like, it drained me psychologically. Like, it took me 2 hours to do this 24-question math class, or math test. Uh-huh. Again, reason for that is because I'm just taking my time, because my track history has shown me I'm not good at math tests. So I you get three practice ones. I got D's on two of them, and I got a C on one, and then I took the actual test after I took the third one, and I got a C. So
hey, dude, at least, let's put it this way. Did you put 100% in?
2 hours? Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, if effort-wise, did you put 100%? Then you know what? I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. You got to see. It's solid. It's good.
It was, you know, it was
that's all that counts.
And it was the first time that I didn't beat myself up for not getting a better grade, because I just went, oh, I passed it.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. Thank God, because I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. It was hard. Mm-hmm. For someone like me who's just not used to taking math past pre-algebra, and that's the truth,
right?
This was incredibly challenging. So, you know, that's going back to the election, going back to this year. There's a lot of things that I went through this year that helped make me a better person and a smarter person. And I know there's many of us that can't say that for themselves, but some of you can. And, you know, just we're going to get through this nightmare.
We are.
Now, just because it becomes 2021 doesn't mean the light switch is off and it's over.
Right.
This could take a while, but we'll get through this. You know, I sometimes laugh at the way things are right now, and I think, whew.
Well, so, you know,
I feel better I said that.
With the things that have happened to you, Zach, especially recently, and we won't discuss them on the air, all we can say is you went through some major, major struggles recently, and you...
And now I'm magical.
And you have come through them, you know, through flying colors. You know, there's times where I am very concerned, because we are close. We are a family here on this show and everything. We have become very, very close friends. I mean, Steve and I hang out together. Amber and I hang out together. I know you and Amber hang out together and talk constantly to each other, because, I mean...
We're like practically twins separated.
Well, you guys share the same damn birthday.
I know. So. We were like separated by the universe.
Yeah, exactly. So, and which is great. And that's one thing I've always wanted for this show, is to feel that way. And it's become that. And but you have come through the other end of this tunnel with flying colors, my friend.
The other end?
Yeah.
Well, was it that end?
No.
That's what it felt like.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that was last week.
And either way, that can be a great relief.
It this can.
This was last month.
Yes.
Okay. What's up?
But no, you did come through, and very, very happy for you. Very proud of you. And... so excited that you're doing the iHeartRadio thing too. I'm so
you know
excited.
What? Let's take an applause for everybody.
Absolutely.
Everyone's done well. We've all got through it. Hey, look, we're still here.
Woo!
The planet's still
spinning.
I was twirling.
It's spinning.
The sun's still coming up.
Yeah. Steve, how was your week, bud?
Stressful.
Oh, you want the handcuffs?
I was
again?
Nervous a lot. I will admit that. Mm-hmm. I just it's so, but it's not necessarily for the reason that you would upfront think. I mean, I decided I hope it changes, and it did. So now I'm more relaxed, and I'm kind of happy. We're not out of the woods. There's still half the country that are really pissed off right now, and I understand that, because we were pissed off last election. So unfortunately, politics has got to that point where everybody's too angry and hateful, and too easily to spread lies and rumors to bolster their own feelings of the side they're on.
Right.
And that's what I want to see disappear. Now, Biden looks like he's calmer, and he wants to be everybody's president, and I think that's good. We'll see how that goes. So, and then I've been watching anime and, you know, stuff like that, and kind of having just a quiet time for myself the whole week. And
well, good.
On Sunday, we went to the open mic.
Again.
And you are now the permanent drummer for that.
Well, I got some news about that now.
Oh, well, good. Okay. So maybe not so permanent. But anyway, we had a good time. And then Thursday, I went with you, and you played at Lucky John's three
sets.
And you sang, you did three sets of stuff, and it seemed like people enjoyed listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun time. I enjoyed it. And
Those are the things I did.
Yeah. Yeah, see, well, that's just it. For me, I mean, the biggest things were three events, really. Like you said, last Sunday, and played drums again at the open mic for Brea. And it looked like the drummer, Robbie, was pretty sick and everything. And then I get a text last night from Randy letting me know that Robbie's going to come back. So
really?
It's like, oh, okay, great. You know, yay for Robbie, you know, because I know, you know, that's his thing. Bad for me because I don't get to practice. I said, well, maybe Robbie and I can trade off weeks or something, you know.
That's possible. So, at least, you know, if he has something to do, he can call you and say, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So so I'll still go Sunday. So I might take the bass. I might take the acoustic guitar or the electric or whatever. So we'll see what happens.
Or that little number with the two necks.
Oh, the double neck guitar. Exactly. Take that one.
Double neck guitar. Let go of my hand.
So we'll see and check it out and see what happens and everything. Yeah. So
we can go watch Emily play the accordion.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
She's, I like she's
it.
A hoot.
She is, and of course I liked it when I back her up though. So because she's a cutie. So and but no, I had a great time Sunday. Again, played all the way through, and then like you said, Thursday night went to Lucky John's, did three sets there acoustically and. Had a great crowd. I mean, the bar was full by the time we got there. Of course, they were watching the football game.
Oh, yeah.
Green Bay and San Francisco. And set up and good times and made some decent tips out of it, so it wasn't too bad. And then last night, my son Roman went to his choir performance. Which is a little bit different because you're going, well, how can that be because it's COVID and everything? Well, the thing is that the choir filmed all of their performances and everything. So we even filmed his performance here for his online choir. And then we sent it in. And then they put everything together overall. But no, they put up a big giant screen, kind of like a drive-in theater.
Mm-hmm.
And all the cars came in and parked and everything, and we watched the film that they put together of all these other videos that the kids submitted and everything, and it was great. It was wonderful.
And well, I always wonder how the timing was with everybody recording things separately, how it all timed out together.
There were some good ones, and then there were some ones that were kind of eh.
Didn't quite line up.
It did quite line up.
Yeah.
And that's the production company. I mean, they did a really good job of the editing, the film and everything.
Right.
But they really needed somebody to really line up some of the songs, you know, together. And I think it was just a tempo thing. But I think there was probably, I'm guessing there was a time constraint on it. Because that does take an awful lot of work to stretch it out or shrink it down and try to match up however many kids are singing that particular song.
I'm sure everybody that did the singing and recording was great.
Yeah, all individually, and there were some great performances from some of the soloists and everything. They did quite a few numbers from Grease and everything, so it was all show tunes kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, did a great job, so that was my week. So
that's awesome.
Had an awesome blast.
Look, the sun came out.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. It was like storming just a minute ago.
Well, you know what? That's just it. Let's do a quick weather report here.
Storm Watch.
With Steve Silva.
Yes. Oh. Well, you know, in Richmond, it's like 73 degrees right now.
And in Southern California, it rained and the sun is now out.
Out. Yeah.
Storm Watch.
Storm Watch.
Maybe you should be doing the weather for iHeartRadio rather than the traffic. It's more dramatic, I think.
Yeah. I think so, too. Could be. Well, let's try it again real quick.
All right.
Let's try.
Storm Watch.
Storm Watch.
Shit, it's wet outside. It's raining cats and dogs.
That's been Storm Watch.
Storm Watch.
It's a little one-sided.
Okay. What I love the fact is that we say Storm Watch twice as opposed to here's the weather report. But I like it. It adds to the drama, though.
It's very dramatic. Very dramatic.
You know, it's funny. If you listen to stations like KFI, they don't really
do like a weather segment. They just say, it's going to be hot outside. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Literally it.
Look at your car's temperature.
Yeah.
Basically, that's all it is.
Check your breath.
Yeah. All right. Let's see, what do we got coming up? Oh, you know what? We're going to do something a little bit different. And we're going to kind of.
And now it's time for something a little different.
Yeah. We're still going to be doing horoscopes at the top of the month and everything. But Tina Anderson's doing something a little bit different with us. And so we got a surprise. So she's going to be coming in on the second Saturdays with us now from now on.
Cool.
And doing a completely new segment for it. But today, we're still doing horoscopes.
Oh. That's good, because my next page in this little packet here is a horoscope.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
it worked
wonderful.
Out.
All right, you want to go first then?
Sure.
Well-oiled okay. machine.
Let's talk about Taurus.
What's
the
not?
Bull.
Oh, that's me. Go ahead.
That's a bunch of bull.
Now, November is quite important for you and your relationships, Taurus.
Thanks.
The world still feels quite lethargic because both Mars and Mercury are retrograde at the beginning of the month. Mercury turns direct on November 3rd, and Mars wakes up 10 days later. By month end, things should finally start to move forward after months of obstacles.
Think so?
Yes, with the mighty sun igniting your partnership sector throughout most of the month, you're certainly focused on your relationships in business or in love. You were early again this morning.
You saw that, huh?
Yeah, okay. I was like, oh.
Even I thought something as simple as that they wouldn't catch on to, but now it's become a thing. I got to fix it.
Yeah.
You don't.
Just leave her house a little later.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, single Taurus.
It's funny how things work out, aren't they?
Funny. Single Taurus could find someone with long-term potential, while committed ones may decide to take the next step together by moving in,
or
getting engaged, or even marrying. Holy cow, that...
I don't like this.
That escalated quickly.
Jesus.
Wow. As the sun rolls into your intimacy
sun,
sector,
go back.
Yeah. Once the sun starts rolling, you just stand back and let it.
It's like that big boulder from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
November 21st, you will discuss what you each bring to the table.
Oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
How long do I... Hold on. Where's my phone? How long
21st.
Do I have?
Today's the 7th, so that's two weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah.
You got 2 weeks. That's... All right. That's a long time.
I got a test that week. No wonder this week's going to suck.
Yeah. As the month comes to a close, we once again enter eclipse season.
Is Yay!
Like hurricane season?
I'm stoked.
A lunar eclipse.
Probably a tsunami.
Yeah.
I'll be blind.
A lunar eclipse in your prosperity sector arrives on the 30th. Boy, that's...
Yeah, I'm filled with hope now.
Yeah, that's the last day of the month. And likely bringing a major turning point regarding your income. Solar second house. I guess other people will know what that means. A fantastic raise, new job
audience?
Opportunity, or lucrative client could come your way, attracting money to you like a magnet.
Does it actually say money, or is it like rewards?
Attracting
money
to you like a magnet. Rake it in.
Dollars, right?
It doesn't say dollars. It says money.
That'd be a turnaround, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there was a time where, you know, like rocks were money. Rake it in.
Okay.
It was destined to be yours. Now, there are standout days, 10th, 19th, and 23rd.
Okay.
Right? And then challenging days will be the 14th, the 17th, and the 27th.
At least it wasn't the 15th. That would have been a bummer.
And that's the way it is. November 2020.
You know what? He said 14. It could easily be 15. It's just like right on the edge there.
I'm sure there's like...
Then this is going to be a tough
day. I think
leakage.
I think that Zach is just really worried about this month. So the question really comes down to, is Zach going to have a good month or not? You know? So basically... What better person to ask than the crystal ball?
That asshole.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I said.
I think crystal ball agrees with you.
Yeah. Right, right, exactly. So what we need to do then is ask the crystal ball whether or not you are going to have a good month. All right?
All right.
You look worried. Don't...
Oh, I got to ask it, right?
Well, no, we can ask it for
okay.
you.
You can ask it for me.
Okay, all right. Crystal ball, we would like to know, will producer Zach have a good month this year of November?
Highly doubtful.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
That I believe.
So, well, yeah. But you know what? I think what
it
he
was
means
all that love and marriage and moving in stuff.
Yeah, so you know, there's doubtful that it might be because maybe there's too much conflict going on. Is what it is. You know, it is still 2020.
Polish a turd, it's still a turd.
Exactly. You know, so we don't know. So, crystal ball. Will producer Zach have a enlightened November?
Shut up, Steve.
For 2020?
The answer is no.
See?
I think it's pretty much set in stone.
I think the next question should be, is Zach going to die? And we'll just leave it at that. Oh, no.
Crystal ball heard you.
I am confident it is no.
Okay.
Well, there we go. Okay.
So you're okay there. You're
so
safe
that
there.
That train's not going to hit me next week. Cool.
No. Oh, that's another question.
Okay. Speeding bus. I don't know. So anything involving fast metal.
Oh, God.
Want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who's Gemini? Oh, I already know that answer.
I don't know. There's three of us in the room.
Let's see.
A slow pace will be very apparent as you enter November, Gemini. I like this November, comma, Gemini.
Who's Jim?
Yeah. With the full moon in your sector of rest and healing at the end of October, as much as the universe is telling you to slow down, you do have your mindset on some work responsibilities with the sun highlighting this part of your chart. A new moon dawns on the 14th, opening a doorway for you to take on more projects with your employer, add more clients to your list of freelance projects, or switch to a new job entirely.
And that's what we're talking about right now.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Did you write this? As this part of your chart also holds this ties to health and fitness, if you need to kick yourself into a new routine, like the person reading this, now is the time. When the sun moves into your partnership sector on November 21st, your mind switches to a you and me rhythm. Over the coming month, you'll see your relationships more clearly and know how you'd like to move forward. The most important moment of 2020 arrives on the 13th, 30th. What the hell is this?
There's a lot of threes, sounds like.
It's something with a three in it, a lunar eclipse in your sign, your sun sign. A destined chance to stand on your own personal powers arrived and feel yourself thrust onto center stage. You'll be called to reach towards an important heartfelt hope and dream and seed that is now within your grasp. Do not back away. This is your time to shine. Would you like to know your standout days? They're pretty much bingo numbers.
Okay, let's find out.
19.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
B, no, I, 19.
19th, right?
Yeah.
28. And 30. Do those mean anything to you?
Yes.
Okay. Challenging days.
Uh-huh.
The first, which is already done.
Right.
The third. I think we all felt that challenge.
Yeah.
And the sixth.
That's yesterday.
That was stressful yesterday.
Yeah. It was stressful getting to this point, too.
Wait. What were those numbers again?
One.
Yeah.
Three.
Uh-huh.
Six.
Uh-huh.
28.
Uh-huh.
19.
Uh-huh.
30.
And then the free space. Bingo!
You know what's sad about that one is I could have been a little faster.
You had to keep looking at where you were touching the pad, though.
Yeah, I'm going to disinfect this bitch after I leave.
All right. Well, of course, now we got the birthday boys, Steve's horoscope. And that's one thing we're going to do. We're going to go back to what we used to do, is read everybody's horoscope, but then also include that month's horoscope also, which is something we didn't do before.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people. So this is for Steve. You are a Scorpio.
I am.
So... One of the most important months, buddy, of the year for you has arrived.
Dun, dun,
Scorpio.
Dun, Scorpio.
Yep, at the very end of October, a mighty full moon roared through your partnership sector.
That's what that was.
Yep, and could bring forth important decisions regarding business or romance relationships to stay, grow closer, or separate. However, wait to make any decisions until Mercury wakes up on November 3rd. Did it wake up for you?
Something was pushing me on the shoulder. I know that.
Okay. And Mars rises from his slumber 10 days later on the 13th. So that's coming up for you.
That's like me on the day after I get high.
Yeah. With the sun lighting your zodiac sign most of the month, you feel more powerful and energized despite the sluggish pace of the planets that you normally flare around. Birthday season is always important to you, and it will help you set patterns you like to see grow for the entire year ahead. So start making that bucket list. Just don't kick it anytime soon.
So with all the planets evolving and stuff, am I going to have anything to do with Uranus?
No, so far you're okay. You're
okay,
safe.
Good.
Yeah. But you do have a colonoscopy appointment, though, coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, no. I've never done that, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Ever? Never.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Well, my doctor and I talked, and he's like, yeah, well, you don't seem.
You don't seem?
Well, you have any problems at all, so.
That's good.
Sorry. That's why my doctor likes me, because I'm like the healthiest patient he has.
Jeez. Well, when the sun leaves your sign, though, bring attention to your finances on November 21st. Money is definitely on your mind.
Another COVID payment?
You may never know. But in the month ahead, though, you're likely to see an increase in cash flow. So that means you'll probably be working the corner again.
Yeah.
And with the lunar eclipse on the 13th, you may even receive a large check, bonus, or settlement that you've long been awaiting. If you're looking for a financial aid or a scholarship, this could finally be the green light.
Or a dead unknown relative.
Yeah, you never know. So there you go, guys. There is our horoscopes for today.
It's hot in here. It's funny not having a cover sheet for the show. So
I know. It's like, weird, huh?
Hey, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, well, actually, today, for your birthday, Steve, today is actually National Play Outside Day. So,
well,
what I want to find out from you guys and is basically, I mean, we grew up in a different generations.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of your favorite games when you played outside when you were a kid?
Oh, we played Cowboys and Indians.
No. Outside. I mean, like, when you were a little kid, not when you worked at Knott's.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a reflection on my childhood. No, when I was a child, I spent most of, as long as it wasn't raining or really cold, I spent most of the days outside away from the house.
Right.
From the time I was, like, around 5 till whatever, and we'd just roam the neighborhoods and break into garages and just crap like that, you know.
People still do that.
Kids do. Yeah. We had a little, not a gang, but just a group of us kids that some of the girls were a little older, so I don't know. I was like 5 when I started just hanging out outside the house with no parental guidance. Mm. Those were easier times then. We never locked the house then.
Yeah, true.
So it was a little different. I grew up in Highland Park, just north of Los Angeles, where I was born. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty easy. Just played all day outside. We would hit each other with sticks and, you know, just throw rocks at each other.
Or like caveman days or something. Jeez,
yeah, we'd build a tree house in our avocado tree. And
I was going to say build a tree house in an avocado. It's like, wow.
I'm surprised that the avocado tree held up.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Oh, one of those real nice big
ones. Really
huge.
Like the trunk was like.
That's huge.
Like 3 feet across.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Big avocado tree. And then there was another smaller avocado tree next, which was the male avocado tree. I didn't. Mm. I don't know if that really is a thing.
Yes,
but
it is.
But that was the male avocado tree, and it was about 30 feet away from the big female. It was a huge, it really was a huge tree. And there'd be like a foot of leaves on the ground when the leaves would fall off and stuff. And so, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but.
We never know where you're going with anything, so.
We got nowhere quick.
Yes.
You're a very pleasant, not pleasant, you're a very, well, I'd be pleasantly happy if I had an avocado tree living in my backyard.
Yeah, I love avocados. I really, we had a lemon tree, too, and I love lemons.
You had a lemon tree and avocado tree?
Yes, we did. We had a fig tree, we had an apricot tree, we had a plum tree, we had two peach trees, and it was like, if I felt hungry, I just went in the backyard.
I'll just eat this lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to climb in the plum tree. It was just big enough for me to climb up into it. But the plum bark is like really hard and brittle.
Yeah.
And one day I got a little piece of it. My eye had to go to the doctor and have it removed and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of fruit in my childhood.
That's cool. For me, it was kind of like, you know, we kind of grew up in a generation where we locked the doors, you know, because it was, you know, we're talking the 70s. So, it's, you know, Steve and I, you're our 20 years difference, basically. 21 years, actually. But, yeah, it's a little bit different generation. And, there was still that freedom that was there, that innocence of going out, riding bikes.
Right.
And everything. Like, right. One of the games that we played when we would go out was called Mini Ditch It. And what it was is we were in a cul-de-sac, and that was the boundaries. And someone was it, basically, and we had a rolled-up newspaper. We normally stole it from one of the neighbors. Uh-huh. It was like the advertisement ones or something. Yeah. And we would ride our bikes within the cul-de-sac, within the circle. And someone would try, and the person who was it would throw the newspaper at the other people on the bike. And if you hit the bike, it didn't count. You actually had to hit the person. So, and, you know, and just get away from each other. You know, it was almost like, what do you call it? Like a little miniature derby, you know, car derby thing or whatever. Like, what do you call it? The carnival cars? Bumper cars, yeah. You know, because sometimes that would happen. We almost ran into each other. Because you talk about 8, 9, 10, 12 kids in a cul-de-sac with bikes. Yeah. You know, it got pretty crowded. So we would do that, you know, when I was younger, too. We'd go over to a certain friend's house, and we would play with their Star Wars toys and set them up or whatever and what have you, things like that.
Star Wars, what's that?
It was a movie that came out in 77. I think you're a little older.
I was like, you know, almost 30 then.
Yeah, exactly. and going, what the fuck is this? You know, I want to watch the one with the sharks.
Star what?
Yeah.
Wars. Yeah.
But, I mean, it was pretty much that, you know, type of thing. And I grew up in a neighborhood with my grandparents where there were kids there. So that was really nice. But when I came home, it really sucked because I was the only kid on the block. Everybody else was way much older than me. So they were already off at college, already graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were too young, you know, where I was in high school and they were like 8, 9 years old kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too big of a gap. So I was like, I literally grew up on my block. By myself, you know.
Odd man out.
Yeah, it was. It was tough. So I was very fortunate with my grandparents. There was a bunch of kids there. And, yeah, we play, you know, different games and go out. And I remember when we would play with our Hot Wheels and stuff in the dirt, you know, or go and you know, again, Cowboys and Indians or fake fights or whatever. And, you know, I think we were
hide-and-go-seek.
Hide-and-go-seek, stuntmen, whatever, things of that. So... And, of course, during the summertime, you know, you knew it was time to go home when the lights came on, basically. And that was it. And, you know, hear my grandmother's voice calling me from in the distance, like, oh, shit, I got to get home and hop on my bike and, you know, go down the block. So, but, yeah, good times. I mean, going out and being outdoors was just so much fun. You know?
Yeah.
Or just going to the park. You know, my grandmother took me to the park an awful lot, burned my legs on the slide during the summer months, of course, but. Yeah,
Highland Park, they had an actual pool, public pool,
like the Sandlot?
Sandlot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like that.
I got to do that, too, with friends. My grandmother took me and a couple of neighborhood boys, too, because they lived in Pico Rivera. So at Smith Park, they They opened up a nice, they built a really large pool there, public pool. And it's been there now, gosh, I can probably say for the last 45 years.
Oh, wow.
It's been there. Because it took a few years for them to build. So by the time I was like 9, 10, 11, you know, it was open. And yeah, we would all go down and, you know, I think it was like $1 to get in or something or whatever, or 50 cents to get in and, you know, drop it off and go in and, yeah, just reenact the Sandlot basically before the Sandlot ever came out and see who the female lifeguards were.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun. Yeah. It was good times. Good times to get out. Zach, how about you? Did you do the same or were you more an indoor kind of kid?
No, I think my generation was probably the last one to go outside. At least, like, I'm 34, so I was a 90s kid, and there was so much to do outside, especially with toys that you got. Like, the invention of the Nerf guns, at least for me, were in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And those were a reason to go outside because, don't shoot that shit in the house! Was constantly being yelled at.
Exactly.
We broke your mom's vase, and she doesn't remember where she bought it from.
Oh, God, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, that was my favorite. It's like, I didn't even know where you got it from.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly. Why am I sounding like Hillary? So I used to go, because I live in a condominium complex, so there was plenty of places to get stuck in between, like, buildings and garage door buildings and all that, and crevices. And it was just, you know, there was always something we'd find new, and then we would make something out of it. That would be, like, this location A or B if we were playing hide-and-seek. I had a lot of weird adventures.
But that's good, though, because
Soakers were also the other greatest thing, especially during the summer.
Yeah, we had a lot of adventures on Super Soakers when I worked at Knott's.
Yeah, I remember when I was probably maybe, like, third or fourth grade, they just started getting bigger. It would be Super Soaker 150, yes. 250, 350, 450. It would go all the way up. Before you know, you got an Arnold Schwarzenegger size, you know, bazooka.
Well, you're carrying the tank on your back.
Yeah, you got the tank on your back at this point. And those are good times. Speaking of which, I didn't get to use my pool at all this summer. Didn't get to go swimming at my own pool. Didn't get to go to the river like we planned. Nothing. Well, I miss water.
Well, COVID, basically. I think.
I don't mean to interrupt what's going on, but boy, I smell bacon.
Oh, Karen's probably baking something downstairs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That smells so good.
I've been thinking about that for like 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's just a cool thing. You know, you got to get outside and play. And I think today's generation and kids, yes, I mean, I had video games growing up. I had the Atari 2600. So, I mean, I grew up on Donkey Kong and Asteroids and Defender and Berserk and, you know, all these, you know, video games that were, you know, popular back then in the arcades when you had to go to an arcade.
Right.
On bicycles, you know, and you traveled a mile and a half or 2 miles to get to the arcade.
See, when I was kid, it was all pinball.
Right, yeah.
God, I love pinball.
It's still fun.
Yeah, still a fun thing to do, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the bar, Lucky John's, they had a pinball machine in there.
I know. I was sitting there thinking, I wonder if I've got a bunch of quarters. I should go over and play it. But then I was like, I'll just sit.
Oh, Sean's singing pretty good tonight.
Sean's singing. Yeah, I'll just listen to that.
And drink his drink.
And drink his drink.
But no, I mean, it was fun. I remember, too, like with bicycle, we did a lot of things with bikes. Because there was a, what do you call it? Like a mini go-kart place that was near my grandparents' house, and it went out of business though, but the track was still there for a number of years before they redeveloped it. So we would hop the fence or break through the fence, and all the kids would take their bikes and we would do races.
Yeah, that's
through
that's
that track, you know. And it's like, you know, first to win 3 laps or 5 laps or whatever it was, you know. And it was cool. It was just good, clean fun. Sure, we were trespassing, but we weren't doing anybody any harm.
I remember when I was adult.
that was last week.
I don't know if you remember this, but there was the Malibu Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was an adult when that happened, and it was so much fun. It really was, but I guess liability became so high that they had to get rid of it, but they still have go-kart races in different places. Like, I know there's...
Yeah, there's one... I know there's one in... I want to say Torrance, like, because I knew I would pass it when I was working for Trident, and there was one over there. There was, we used to go to Bullwinkle's down in Fountain Valley all the time.
Right, yeah, they had.
And they had it. Unfortunately, because of COVID, though, Bullwinkle's closed down. Uh-huh. Now, that thing, I mean, it looked like it's been abandoned for 20 years
that's
now.
That's where the Malibu Grand Prix was.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. And then for me growing up in Whittier. Shut up.
Whittier?
Yes. Both of you just.
Oh, is that your age or IQ?
It's what it's going to test. Come here. Nah.
Woo. Oh, hey. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Can I have another?
I'll give you two and three, baby.
I can take it.
I bet you can.
God. You guys need a moment?
Oh, no. It'll be quick.
This is what happens when you got a 35-year friendship, basically.
And Amber's not here.
Yeah. I forgot what the hell's gonna say now. Jeez, oh.
Go-karts, Torrance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, growing up in Whittier, we had in Puente Hills area, there was a area that they had miniature go-karts. They had like two or three tracks, but then they also had like miniature drag racing and stuff and so forth. So that was pretty cool, and that came in too in the late 80s, early 90s, and all of us would go there too and everything. So it was fun. But kids nowadays, I mean, granted, the graphics on a lot of these games are really, really good, and it makes you want to, you know, binge through them. But at the same token, it's like you got to get outside and experience the world and go out. And
Well, things always change. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what generation you are. You're unique to the world at that time.
Yeah. Well, I think he's downstairs, so I want to embarrass my son real quick. But Friday night, we were at, like I said, we went to the choir viewing for the movie that they put together, right? And one of his friends came up with his sister and everything, and another girlfriend of hers that's also in the choir. They wanted to go somewhere, I think, and pick up some food or something is what it was. The brother and another mutual friend didn't want to go or whatever. So so the girls were looking at Roman going, "Hey, Roman, you're a nice guy. You want to go with us?"
Uh-oh.
And he's just like looking at us or whatever. I'm just like going, "Dude, go. Have fun. Be free."
There was a question in there?
Yeah. It's the girls were asking. But I just love the fact, "Hey, Roman, you're nice. Why don't you come with us?" Yeah. I'm like, don't stay in the friend zone. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But, and no, he did. He took off.
And, baby.
Exactly. And that's just it, to go out and have that socialness that I experienced also. You know, that was the important thing for me, is to have him have that. And he did, and it was great, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but, no, kids nowadays, I think they do need to get out more and everything and do those things that we used to do.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's a different thing. You weigh the pros and cons. I mean, we played outside and had a lot of imaginary fun. But nowadays, the kids are far more intelligent in technology than I ever was as a kid. We didn't know what technology was. It didn't exist when I was a kid.
Well, you had trouble with the Atari. I mean, it was a button and a stick, and you had trouble with that.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know what to do with the stick.
Yeah. You know, now we give you the controller to Xbox. You're going,
Oh, I know what to do with the stick now.
Yeah, exactly. But there's two of them.
Yeah. Ooh, I got to coordinate. Yeah, I remember when you and Mikey and Gino taught me how. Well, I don't know if you taught me how, but we all played Halo, and I'd never played it before, and I couldn't figure out how to make me go the right direction. And you guys were all killing me every 2 seconds. I'm like, come on, guys, give me a break. Yeah. Let me at least learn how to move. And then I learned about the inverted joysticks. I went, oh, no wonder I'm having problems.
Up is down, down is up.
Yeah, so I had to switch to the other mode so that I could play. Yeah.
Well, today's your birthday.
Yeah, another one. Man.
So I got a test right now, and it kind of goes with what we've been talking about, okay? Because we would go outside to have a lot of adventures and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, being 71 years old, you've seen an awful lot.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So Zach is going to keep track of these, basically, and will see whether or not Steve is older than dirt. But wait, are we doing that? Yeah, right now. Yeah, we're doing that right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But before we do that, though, we're going to take a quick commercial break and go back to 1949.
Boy, the salt.
Salt coming up.
Look, pal, are you sure this is going to work?
Why not? I made a Crisco pie.
Yeah, me too, but a cake. I think you should have waited till your wife gets back.
I've got my trusty Crisco, haven't I? Now, let's see. As flour, sugar, Crisco, salt. What did I tell you? With Crisco, it's a cinch.
Some cake.
Natch, it's a Crisco cake.
Just look. Ordinary shortening. Crisco cake. You see, Crisco alone discovered a baking secret that gives you higher, lighter cakes. It works wonders with any cake recipe. But for a magnificent cake, use Crisco and that easy Crisco method. Why don't you try one? A cake that's lighter, that's richer, that's made with Crisco.
You know you'll arrive safely at home when you ride in the 49 Ford. It's the safety ride of the year. There's new safety in the more rigid LifeGuard body. Lower center of gravity gives better roadability, holds the car on an even keel. It has picture windows all around, more than 20 square feet of window space for more seeability in every direction. And with new Magic Action King size brakes, a touch of your toe puts car momentum to work for extra stopping power. Yes, you'll be safe in a 49 Ford. It's the car of the year, and it'll bring you safely home.
John, I wouldn't go, even if it is our anniversary. Well, it's my hands. They just look awful. Do you really think it's the sofa I'm using? Well, I'll certainly try it. Well, I'll start now with the lunch dishes. Oh, I hope it works. Bye.
She's after the baby soap. Pure, mild ivory. More doctors advise ivory for the skin than any other soap. No more of that strong stuff for her hands.
Shut up.
I walked in the bathroom the other day. It smelled like ivory soap. I was like, ivory soap?
1 week later.
Couldn't wait.
Hands that were meant to go places.
God.
Your hands, too, can have that ivory look.
He might as well be going, I have to go to the bathroom. Be right back.
Is anybody in there? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oh, that thought.
Knock, knock. Yeah. All right, Steve. Let's see about if you're older than dirt, buddy.
Okay.
All right. These are basically just yes or no questions, okay? Zach's going to keep track. All right. Blackjack chewing gum. Do you remember blackjack chewing gum?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember wax Coke-shaped bottles with colored sugar water in them?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember Butch Wax?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember candy cigarettes?
Of course I do.
Okay. Do you remember soda pop machines with glass bottles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember watching Howdy Doody?
I do. That was one of my favorite shows. And it was so exciting, the last show. And see, I watched these original.
Right.
And the last show.
When they aired live.
Yeah, the last show with Clarabelle, who later became Captain Kangaroo.
Really? I didn't know that's who that was.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it came down. He never spoke. He used the horns.
The horns,
he never spoke. The very last thing, I'm going to break up here.
Uh-oh.
That happened on the Howdy Doody show was they turned to, it was the end of the show. The last show, turned to Clarabelle and said, do you have anything to say? And he actually spoke and said, goodbye, kids.
Aww.
Oh, it was like such a moment.
Right.
Because Clarabelle actually said something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So do you remember restaurants with tableside jukeboxes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember home milk delivery?
I do.
In glass bottles.
I do.
All right.
I want to see that one.
Let me ask you a question here. Is there anything about ice?
We'll get to there. Let's see. Let's see if there is.
Okay.
Do you remember party telephone lines?
I used to sit and listen to people talk all the time. We had one phone in the kitchen, and it was a party line. And, in fact, I remember my first phone number was Clinton.
Okay.
68669.
That was one of the other things, too, was telephone numbers with the word prefix.
Yes.
Okay.
Ours was Clinton.
Okay. I think all of us in the room can definitely identify with this. 45 RPM records.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a player and everything.
Okay. P.F. Flyers. Not P.F. Chang's, but P.F. Flyers.
I do. I remember P.F. Flyers.
Okay.
Yeah. It was shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Carrying a metal lunchbox.
Yeah, I usually had a sack.
Okay. I think we can all attest to this also. Drive-in movie theaters.
That was the first time I saw James Bond when Dr. No came out. Was it a drive-in movie?
Dr. No. Okay.
No.
No.
Making a comeback, those drive-thrus.
Yeah. The Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Watched it live. Okay. In fact, years later in Huntington Beach, I did a play that his daughter wrote and directed in Huntington Beach, Karen Knotts.
Uh-huh.
And he came to one of the performances.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Very cool. Soda fountains.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not so much, but yeah.
Okay.
I do remember.
Roller skate keys.
Oh, God, yes. That was something everybody had to have because everybody was always roller skating, and you had to adjust your skates and to fit your shoes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. SNH green stamps.
I do. And I also remember
the blue.
There were other stamps, but the main ones beside SNH were the IT stamps. And if you combined them together, you get a lot of crap.
God. All right. And lastly, do you remember blue flash bulbs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the old time, you see it in the old time movies where they have the camera and then that big silver disc that reflected the light, and you put the bulbs in there and you took the picture and it burned out the bulb and you had to push a button to eject it and you
pop it out,
one
right?
In.
You put another one in,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember those.
I had a feeling I knew how this was going to go.
Uh huh.
Because 0 to 5 was pretty much like kind of be a whippersnapper.
Mm hmm.
If you got 16 to 15, you were almost a senior.
Almost a senior.
Steve, you've got all 20, right? So, my friend, you are older than dirt.
Yeah! Hooray me.
So, now we have a special surprise for you, though.
Okay.
So we're going to pull this out. Zach's going to get it ready. And I'm going to get my thing ready here, too, because we're going to do something a little bit different.
Good thing I have my back turned all the time. You can't see what I'm doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
That can also be a creepy thing. Anyway.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Clothes are on. That's all you have to know.
Nah.
Right. Okay. I got to make sure I do this part right here.
I must not be quite drunk enough.
Because
I'm trying to drink the last drops of this drink.
Okay, you gotta turn it around.
Ah.
All right, so here we go. So, if you guys want to watch this, go on to our Facebook page right now, and you'll get to see the surprise here, and we're starting the streaming. Right,
this is my
now.
Good side.
So, no, this is something a little bit different. So, Zach, I'm going to go ahead and switch it over to you now. So, go ahead and...
Okay. Just give me a moment.
Yeah, it's... And there's Steve, just to let everybody know. There's the birthday boy.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Just waiting for Okay. Here we go.
Okay. So.
So, Steve, because of the fact you're such a wonderful addition to your weekly dose, you have such great moments when you, you know, chime in with your lovely antidotes and all that. Then there's my favorite times when you just do absolutely nothing.
Oh, good.
I thought that this would get your attention.
Turn off your fucking phone.
When you're constantly on your phone.
Let me do that.
Doesn't matter. We're past it.
Oh, shit.
And there you go. And Facebook Live, once again, well,
drop the
machine.
Phone.
Yeah, okay.
So, from now on, whenever you're not participating, Steve,
well,
we just
oiled machine.
Yeah.
I just fucking drop
and
the phone.
And whenever we can't
on
seem
Facebook
to get your...
Live.
Okay, one at a time, people. One at a time. Whenever we can't seem to get your attention, uh-huh. which happens a lot, I will just have this stand in for you. Let me get the thing off.
It's got some blue thing.
No, don't worry about it. Hang on. I give you Steve Puppet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to be the next next Jeff Dunham.
Yes. Yes. I'm Steve Puppet. I will stand in for Steve when he is not participating and just being a jackhole.
Oh, my God. Look at that thing.
Yes. Hi there. Yes. Well, I'm you.
I'm you.
You're me.
Hi, me.
Hi.
So, Steve Puppet.
Yes.
Since we are live here on Facebook Live and everything.
Howdy-ho there. It's all part of the timing.
Oh my God, in all my years, this is a first. I've never been a puppet.
So it's the first time for everything. You know that and I know that.
So now we're going to ask Steve Puppet a few questions here. Or he's going to talk about how he feels about getting older.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Steve Puppet,
on
getting older, please give us your first statement on getting older.
Oh, like a lot of fellows around here, I have a furniture problem. My chest has fallen into my drawer.
I've just been noticing that lately. That's funny.
That's why I'm here, jackass. Every penny.
Oh, my God.
Every penny.
All right, Steve. Steve Puppet. Puppet Steve.
Steve Puppet. Right.
Puppet, yeah.
Steve Puppet.
Okay.
Yes.
List us one another thing that's about hard that's getting older for
you. Oh, there are three signs of old age. Let me tell you, loss of memory. I forgot the other two.
There you go. That's so true.
Yeah. Go ahead and give us another one.
Oh, I can go on all day. I'm getting to an age when I can only enjoy this last sport. What the hell wrote this? Hang on. Oh, I see. I'm getting to an age when I can only enjoy the last sport left. It's called hunting for your spectacles. Forget your what? Oh, it's already happening. First you forget names, then you forget faces, then you forget to zip up your fly, and then you forget to unzip your fly.
That's the worst part.
It happened to us this morning, didn't it, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay. Wisdom. Wisdom. Automatically come with old age. Nothing does except wrinkles.
Oh my God.
I'm at an age.
We need to call the paramedics.
Once again, worth every penny, folks. I'm at an age whenever a pretty girl smiles at me, I automatically look down to see what is unzipped.
Do we need to call 911?
Oh, my God.
Quiet you back there. No wise man ever wished to be younger. That's some bullshit there, huh? When Grace is joined with wrinkles, it is adorable. That's because Grace fell on me and she can't get up. Oh, this hurts, doesn't it? A Porsche I can afford. It's that hot girlfriend that I found on 7th and Kenmore Street that's emptying my pockets. The tragedy of old age is not that one gets old, but the fact that I have to get up 3 times in the middle of the night to take a pee. Oh!
That's not funny.
It is if you have... Yeah, you're me, whatever. I've reached an age where my train of thought often leaves the station without me.
What?
I got a new stick of deodorant today. The instructions said remove cap and push up bottom. I can barely walk whenever I fart. The room smells like the ocean. Let me pick this up with my mouth.
It took me a moment, but yeah. Oh, what?
Uh-oh. Ah, oh, boy. Steve, souvenir to take home with us, eh?
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, your new addition on the show, Steve Puppet.
There you go, Steve Puppet, guys.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
We're going to finish that one there.
Thank you for that.
Happy birthday, you old bastard.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm done.
So good.
Oh my god.
Time for another commercial?
Yeah, let's play another commercial from 1949 for Steve.
And now let's pause for a moment and look at our program again. Can you read this? Well, it's pretty hard that far away.
Yes, but you could read those words much more easily if you had one of the new Westinghouse television sets. Then, just by turning a single knob, you could come right in close like this. See? It says electronic magnifier. And only the Westinghouse television sets have this wonderful new development that give you a real close-up whenever you want it. And all you have to do is turn this knob right here. Suppose, for instance, that you and the children are watching a Santa show with the screen set at standard size, and you want a real close-up. Just turn the Westinghouse magnifier knob, and instantly you're up so close, you feel you could almost tell Santa, "I want a new Westinghouse television set for Christmas." The exclusive Westinghouse electronic magnifier gives you a picture image half again as large whenever you want it. Takes you right into the center of the action. And now I want to tell you about another wonderful new development of Westinghouse television. It's called synchro tuning. And it means that you don't have to fuss and tinker with the dials like this whenever you want to get a good picture and good sound at the same time as you do with so many sets. Look. Here's all you do. You just turn this dial to tune in for the best picture, and you get the best sound automatically. That's the miracle of Westinghouse synchro tuning. And listen, every one of the new Westinghouse television sets is equipped with a built-in antenna. Now that means that you save the entire cost of an expensive roof antenna in a great many localities. You save as much as $45.
So if you want to save money and really see television, see it at its best. Just see me. Yes, let me show you the perfect Christmas gift for all your family. The television set that has everything, the Westinghouse. Enjoy real big picture television at small picture price. Now this Westinghouse set has a 12.5-inch picture tube. And it costs only $269.95. Easy, convenient terms can be arranged. Why not come in and see me tomorrow?
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out, for many men of medicine, usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. in a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good-tasting a cigarette can be.
And how tar-filled your lungs it'll make you feel.
Oh, my God. I can't believe some of those commercials in 1949. Steve is just having a blast with a puppet.
Hey.
And what he can't believe, though, is how the hair looks almost identical to Steve's. I mean, Zach, you did a beautiful job.
The name of the person that made it, I think there's a tag on there. There might be. I don't know.
Yeah. It's
off of Etsy.
Handmade just for you. Where is it? Here we go. Evelinka Puppets.
Evelinka Puppets. Well, thank them so much for doing that. And we should get them on and everything. That'd be great.
It's copyrighted Eva Gronowitz.
Zach, do you know if they're local here or not? Or
New York.
New York. Okay. All right. We'll have to do a Zoom thing with them, though.
I'll have a talk.
God,
yeah.
That is so bizarre.
That is funny.
Steve, I sound like Steve Puppet.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Well, you know what, Steve? You are getting older, my friend, and I know that from time to time you do use Twitter.
Yeah, once a week.
Once a week.
Except for this morning. I didn't get to do it.
So, Steve Puppet basically also has a couple of, you know, they use like, you know, BFF or whatever, and LOL always means certain things.
Right.
IDGAF.
So, you know, so now we need to teach you because you're at that age where certain letters need to mean certain things now. Uh-huh. So, for example, ATD.
ATD.
ATD?
Well, that would be Allied Transfer and Delivery, which is the company I work for that Mike owned.
Now, so...
It's not it.
Puppet Steve, what is that going to be?
At the doctor's.
Yeah, pretty much. And, of course, sometimes when you are at the doctor's, you might use BTW, and that's going to mean...
Bring the wheelchair!
I'm walking that far.
Now, sometimes, you know, you might have a friend or whatever go to the doctor's or whatever, you know. And everybody knows what BFF means, but in your case, it may mean this.
Oh, my best friend fainted!
Now, for those, you know, in certain moments or whatever, you want to have a party, we always had BYOB parties.
Oh, this one's my favorite.
Yeah. So, this one is BYOT, and that may mean...
Bring your own teeth!
Yeah, that's funny.
So now, you know, friends at your age, you may get together and talk about certain things, so you might want to discuss things that are CBM.
That's a good one.
Yeah. This means...
covered by Medicare.
Now, this one, though, is when you do get together with those long groups and everything. So it is C-U-A-T-S-C.
See you at the senior center.
Okay.
But then we always know for you, Steve, sometimes you might have to type in an F-W-I-W. And all that's good. Yeah, F-W-I-W. Right. And that just simply means...
forgot where I was.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, to us, all the time.
Why the hell am I in the bathroom?
I don't know. Why am I with you?
And if you are, you may send a text saying... an FYI.
Found your insulin again! 2 for 3!
Of course, occasionally from time to time, you may have to tell your friends that you have GHA.
Oh, Flamin' Hot Cheetos gave me that heartburn again. Heartburn again! I messed it up like always!
But if you're in a really good mood and you really want your friends to know, you're going to send them H-G-B-M.
Oh.
H-G-B-M. And all that's going to mean is...
had a good bowel movement. Ha!
Oh, there it is.
And right before you send that one, though, you may tell your friends you have to SGGP.
Oh, sorry, gotta poop. Gotta go poop.
Gotta go poop.
That one.
And the last two.
Oh, boy.
That we're going to do here basically is everybody heard as LAMO, right? Right? Well, this is LMDO. Laughing. And all that means is
laughing my dentures out.
But I think that the one you may use the most, especially knowing that you grew up with so much fruit when you were a young kid, was WTP.
Where are the prunes?
Oh. Yeah. Well, we did have plums.
Yeah.
So, now, one last thing for you, buddy, for your birthday.
What, there's more?
There's more. That Puppet Steve is going to do a poem for you now.
Oh, good.
And this is pretty much about coming from the viewpoint of the Cat in the Hat.
Okay.
And it goes like this.
Yeah, I see. let's see. I cannot see, I cannot pee. I cannot chew, I cannot screw. Oh my God, what can I do? My memory shrieks, my hearing stinks. None, no sense of smell. I look like hell. My mood is bad, can't you tell? My body's dropping, having trouble pooping. Oh, the golden years have come at last. The golden years can kiss my ass. It's hard being a puppet.
Well, thank you, Puppet Steve. And we're definitely going to see more of you as we put out some tweets and Instagram posts with Puppet Steve.
I love good.
Good.
Yeah, all right. So there you go, buddy. Puppet Steve was in the room.
I'm all sweaty.
Oh, that was too fun.
Can you play that last song real quick?
Which one?
Shoot.
Right here?
No. The yellow one.
That one?
Yeah. Sorry. I want to see, crank this one. I want to see if you can guess who this is. Can you take a guess?
Don Miller?
No. You want a hint?
Yeah.
We are friends with his grandson.
Hey, you're going to make me think. His grandson. Okay, my. I'm old. I can't remember.
And right now, Swampy is going, it's my grandfather.
Ooh. I know this. I know this. I can't think of it.
Les Brown.
Les Brown and the Band of Redown. That's right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And this was one of his hits in 1949.
Oh, that's odd.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we ready to play the game?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the new game show that's sweeping the nation, Quiz Me, Quiz You.
I'm not gone.
Oh, boy. All right. So we got the three of us in the room. So we got intern Christopher, of course, the birthday boy, and myself.
And don't forget Puppet Steve. He might know something if it's an oldie.
I might throw a peg or two.
All right, here we go.
Question number one. Who founded Microsoft?
Steve.
Steve.
Bill Gates.
Okay, that is... Yes, that is the right answer. But hold on, something else is playing on my screen. There we go. But for a bonus question, who else with Bill Gates?
What was it? Jobs?
That's Apple.
No, but I thought they worked together for.
No. This is the person that helped Bill Gates.
Right.
Found.
I know
Microsoft.
There was someone else. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Paul Allen was his name.
He got screwed.
Yeah. apparently. Yeah. Question number two. What is a group of crows called?
Oh,
Steve.
Sean.
Steve.
Murder.
Ah! That is correct.
I did a play that Gino wrote.
I don't care.
Jeez.
Called The Murder of Crows.
Question three. Jeez. Oh, anger on Steve's birthday. Steve Puppet brought so much joy.
Right?
What is the event of Jesus being born popularly referred as?
I have no idea what you're saying.
try it again.
Okay. What is the event of Jesus being born popularly referred to as? Often referred to as the blank. This is literally what it says.
Wow.
John.
Birth of the King?
No, I'm just going to give you that one. It says the birth of the Nativity.
Oh, Nativity. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Multitasking a lot today. Question number four. This Scottish inventor is famous for having invented the telephone.
Sean. Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah, that's too easy. Why not? I just didn't know that he was Scottish.
Alexander.
What's that?
He was Scottish?
That's what it says, yeah.
Wow.
Scottish.
Question number five.
What's Sean Connery?
Oof. Now, what is a group of whales called?
Steve. Huge.
I'm afraid not.
A school of whales? Oh, Sean. A pod.
That is correct, Sean.
Yeah, it's a pod of whales. Pod.
Well, I don't have any further information. Sean Connery, out. What'd I miss? I saw Sean Connery in the hall. In Arab countries such as Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, which other holiday shares the same date as the March equinox?
Steve? Ramadan?
It's actually a very common commercial holiday.
In March?
No, it says the same date as the March equinox. It is in that frame.
That's the spring. That's on the 20th of March.
It's in spring.
Sean.
Easter.
Chris?
Chris.
St. Patrick's Day?
Get it closer.
Yay.
Oh, Sean.
Sean.
Groundhog's Day.
That's in February.
Oh.
Watch out for that first step.
That's 6 weeks earlier.
Oh. But if he sees a shadow.
It's always 6 weeks.
This feels like 6 weeks.
But what is the answer?
Mother's Day.
Baby. Suck it!
Question six.
How did we not guess that?
Which Rocky actor once played in the NFL?
Oh, Sean.
Sean.
You got this.
It's not Burgess Meredith.
I give you a hint.
No. It's Polly. I can't think of the actor's name right now. Damn it.
Would anyone else like to try?
Steve.
Steve.
I thought it was Dolph Lundgren. No.
I got nothing.
Oh God.
I'll give you a hint because that's all you got at this point. He was also with Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator.
Oh, Sean.
Sean?
I just changed my answer. Apollo Creed, which is Carl Weathers.
That's it.
Carl Weathers. There you go, yeah.
He, let's see. He actually was an undrafted player in the NFL from 1971 to 1974.
That dude is still in shape.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my
He's in The Mandalorian.
God. Huh?
He's in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh my God. He's still got the... pecs and the muscles and... Ooh.
My God, we made the seven.
What?
A task that has zero chance of success is known as a what?
Sean.
Sean.
Why in the hell bother?
Chris.
Chris.
Failure.
Birthday boy.
Man.
Man.
I have no clue.
All right, what is it?
A fool's errand.
Oh, I have heard that. A fool's errand.
A fool's errand is a common April Fool's Day prank, such as sending a person to search for something that doesn't exist, like question number eight.
Like a left-handed smoke shifter.
Right.
The Olympic Games was not held during which 3 years for what reason?
Sean.
Sean.
War was the reason.
Okay. Get a little more specific, but I'm going to give you that answer.
1941.
What, 19 what?
41.
1940,
no. Huh?
There's two 1940 answers.
42? 44.
That's one. One more.
And 46.
Last one was 40.
Ah, 40, okay.
And then 1916, because it was...
World War I.
There you go.
Hey.
Good job.
Yeah, we had a little fun there. Question number nine.
Is this the last question coming up?
Probably.
Yay.
No, gotta go pee?
Yeah.
I'm impressed he's made it this far.
In 2006, a star from which sitcom was blacklisted due to going on a racist tirade?
Read that again.
I think I know.
In 2006, a star from which sitcom was blacklisted due to going on a racist tirade?
Steve.
Steve.
Oh. Roseanne Barr.
That is incorrect.
No. No.
What?
No, no.
No, 2006.
No, it is from...
Okay, the show is Seinfeld.
Yes. The guy who played Kramer.
Oh.
That's who it is, and I can't think of his name.
Can't think of his name?
Yeah, but it's the guy who played Kramer.
His name was Michael Richards.
Richards.
There you go. And that's the game.
Well, no, we still have one more.
Oh.
You guys kept saying last one. I'm like, we're on nine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you said nine before that.
Okay, yes or no question for everybody in the room.
Yes.
Is 36 a perfect number?
Say that again.
Wait.
Is 36 a perfect number?
Steve!
Yes or no?
No.
Steve!
Yes!
No! No! That's the game!
26, 36, 26 is.
The answer just says, no, it's not.
Maybe it's 42 that is a perfect number. I don't know. That's the answer to everything.
No, that's 26, 42, 36.
I remember 32, 21, 31 and a half.
Well, happy birthday, buddy.
You guys, I've got tears in my eyes. This has been incredible. Incredible. Oh, my God, look at that thing.
And again, once again, it's the hair and the eyes that really...
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank
you so much.
Zach
really
is going to be taking that home, and we're going to be doing a lot of filming with Puppet Steve. So
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Or Steve Puppet.
Yeah. Or Steve Puppet, yeah. Yeah. Puppet Steve. Steve Puppet. Anyway, thank you for joining us, guys. We really appreciate it. Everybody on the East Coast, Delmarva, and here in Southern California as well. The show's website is yourweeklydose.com, Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose, Twitter page, and Instagram. Find us at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You can follow me, Steve, on Facebook, Steve Silva, on Twitter. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's at Silva Lining 69. Thank you, V.
And I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram.
And I changed mine recently. If you want to follow me on any of the social media, it's just simply Sean R. Unplugged. Simple as that. So, Zach, great job, buddy, on today's show. And, dude, getting that puppet made, that's just so freaking awesome. So, in the meantime, guys, congratulations to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And be good to each other out there. And we'll catch you guys next week.
I love you, world.
Don't knock that over. It's expensive.
Rose fires in the sky. sloped on by him, he heard one call his name.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.